Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Jen Psaki.
Would someone who was an attorney general of a large state and who served with many key Senate votes be an attractive candidate to the president for an open Supreme Court seat?
I see what you did there, Peter. But the president has every intention, as he said before, of running for re-election and for running for re-election with Vice President Harris on the ticket as his partner.
She's so
oh my
good.
God. I cannot stand what they're doing to Kamala Harris. I don't know what you think, but it feels like all of the racism against Obama and all of the sexism against Hillary. They're just,
100%.
You know,
and they're also making it sound like somehow Kamala Harris is weighing this ticket down, which is absurd.
Yeah.
You
but
know,
just like
she's
been
she's
a failure
not a DC
so far.
Insider.
So,
right.
Yeah. She should demote her to the Supreme Court. It's just like they think they're so terrified of her,
well,
you know, being the next president.
There are some, I almost cursed because I forgot I'm not on the Daily Beans. There are these jackwobbles out there being like, well, she should be demoted to the Supreme Court, which is ridiculous, and be replaced by a Republican vice president so we can fix this. I'm like, get the hell out of here with that.
Yeah, because unity, because it's Joe Biden's fault.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Sue in Rockville, you are on with Dana Goldberg. Hello, Sue.
Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, mm-hmm. So it's quite fitting to see the McMinn County School Board of Tennessee now wiggle around and say, you know, we didn't ban Mouse. We just removed it pending a better book, a more appropriate book. And they did a great...
It puts a happier spin on the Holocaust? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they did. They found a new book to replace it. That book is called Mein Kampf.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, it just...
That was a very dark joke, Sue, but okay.
Well, it is a joke, except it is the fact that there is a reason. Okay, let me just say this loudly, and I apologize for my volume. There is a reason that in all of the Republicans in Congress, there is one black person and two Jews, okay? Because we are smart people, all of us. We see who they are, we see who they represent, and they hate. And if they want to be the party of hate, that's fine. I'd rather be the party of love, inclusiveness, and kindness.
Yep, absolutely.
A more appropriate book. They're going to try and replace a book called The Holocaust with a book called What is a Holocaust? What does a Holocaust? That's a nicer book to them, apparently. It's a nicer book.
They said they banned it because it has the word damn in it.
Oh, yeah, that's
serious.
Offensive. That's offensive. Not the extermination
not the
of 6 million Jews.
Million,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's, yeah, that's offensive. Damn.
Well, that's just like the other side going, it's okay to say, let's go Brandon, which we know what that stands for, but yeah. God forbid Joe Biden says a bad word.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hey, just in time for Steve Bannon to say something complimentary about the Nazis in Germany. What the hell was this about? He was trying to somehow... defend Russia. I don't even understand.
He's saying that Biden's like
all like trying to be like General MacArthur. Well, you know who handled things? Well,
let's just listen to this mess.
This is all the globalists and the feckless, hapless old man. He's not going to address the nation on the crime in the cities. He's not going to address the nation on the invasion of the southern border. He's going to say there, play wag the dog. I'm a big shot. I'm a commander in chief. You know, I'm General MacArthur. It's a joke. And the American people don't support it and will not support it. And the time to NATO to stand up and man up. If it's such a big deal, where are the Germans? Let's see a couple of German combat divisions down there. Give me some Germans down there. Germans were all over it in 1942, 41, 42.
The Germans get the vast majority of their gasoline and oil from Russia. That's why they're also.
And then he said,
bit.
Oops, I said the quiet part out loud about 1940.
Oops, I said the quiet part out loud. I said the quiet part out loud. Germans didn't have any problem down there in 42. Had a big problem in 43 and 44. Yeah, where's the Germans? Let's see the Germans. Let's see the German army down there.
Sorry, Dana. What?
Oh, he's the worst of them. He's the worst of them.
Yeah.
And he also looks like a walking scab, and he's like, somehow I'm the superior race. Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
What's Sean Fugel's thing say? Like gout got gout.
Yes.
He looks like an alcoholic thumb. Oh, by the way, I'm dressed as Steve Bannon today in multiple shirts.
Yeah, why do you got that going on?
I wanted to wear my Justice shirt, but it's too thin and short sleeve. It's too cold right now, so I needed some warmth.
Oh, so you didn't want to have,
Yes.
Be saying hi to everybody with your...
Yes, okay. I didn't want my nightlights.
Got it.
My party hat's out. Okay. Hi, Bill in New Jersey. You're on with Dana.
Hello, Stephanie and Dana. Greetings.
Hi, Bill.
And I want to say, Stephanie, you are a hot mic, for sure.
Oh, why, thank you.
Can you hear me?
And even without high beams on.
All right.
Yes.
I'm calling you regarding Fox News. I heard you earlier today talk about Murdoch's and Fox.
Yeah.
So back in 2020, when the pandemic was just ramping up and Trump was basically dissing it as just the flu and only black people were getting it, I got a friend of mine in Philadelphia and another friend in New York, and we went out to Fox News to call out Fox's lies and misinformation. I want to tell you that since August of this past year of 2021, we have been out every Tuesday in New York on Tuesday afternoons at noon to call out Fox's misinformation, lies, their white supremacy, their COVID deaths that have been committed under their watch because they dissed the virus as something fake, masks, all of it. So we have been out there. There's 40 or 50 people that show up almost every Tuesday to stand in front of Fox on the patio out in front of their doors at 6th Avenue and 48th Street.
Good for you.
And I wanted you to know that, and we're encouraging people around the country to go to their local Fox affiliates to do the same.
All right. Thank you.
And you can go to
– go ahead.
Hold on. You can go to riseandresist.org to check it out.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
If you like a good murder mystery story – you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
They are poisoned, Dana. They're just I just was saying, I know they think it's like they go over the line every night, but this segment that Tucker Carlson had, I don't know if you've seen clips from it, not even a doctor, just absolutely putting out the worst, the vaccines should be taken off the market. They don't work. I mean, you shouldn't get boosted. You shouldn't get, I thought, oh my God, how many more people heard that and are going to die now? Millions.
And those are the guys that as soon as they're like, and cut, are on that mic going, what an effing moron.
Yeah.
About their entire base. Those are the guys that are saying the things that we're getting caught hot mic, except they're saying it behind, closed doors in a green room when they've just spewed all this disinformation to their base who is dying on a daily basis.
And they
literally
don't,
dying
they don't
from the
see,
misinformation.
Right. They don't see the graphs that we all see that couldn't be clearer. That in areas with Fox News and Trump voters or whatever, the numbers are through. That's who's dying. It's the unvaccinated.
I mean, it'll be really interesting to see the voting numbers in this next election because I think they're going to be very clear who actually was more affected by the lies coming out of the right, and it's going to be their own voters.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham.
I keep on going.
She won't do it anymore, but no. I keep trying.
I'm trying.
I keep trying.
Oh, no, I say it in my head. I'm just trying to be better, better in the new year. I'm just trying to be better.
That's his ball. That's him. That's his ball washer on the golf course. He wants to play. He does not want to be majority leader because he wants to, play more golf. There we go. Lindsey Graham. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've said in the past that the next Republican leader in the Senate has got to be somebody that can work with Donald Trump and his team, whatever happens in 2024. Is that person you?
No. No. I like my job. I could play more golf in this job than I could in the other job. No, I'm not looking to be the Republican leader. I like the job I have. I'd rack balls until the sun came up.
He has a job. Okay. More Lindsey.
The bottom line is just common sense. The most consequential Republican in the nation is Donald Trump. Republicans like what he did as president. They would like to see him run again. Count me in that camp. And if you can't work with the leader of the party on a common American first agenda, you won't be successful in the House or the Senate as a leader.
Excuse me, that's something in my teeth.
McConnell and Trump did some great things working together during President Trump's presidency. Can that be created? I hope so. But I'm telling you right now, if you're going to run to be leader of the Republican Senate in 2022, you've got to have a working relationship with the most powerful Republican in the country, and that is Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Dana, I guess we should be happy that they are clinging to him going into this election year. I want to not just be happy clappy, but I know your friend AG, our podcasting partner, Glenn Kirshner, all of us think justice is coming for this guy. Finally, karma is coming. So I guess
there's
we have to
little
be happy.
Tingles. Yeah, yeah, there's these tingles of hope. You know, whether it's these guys, whether it's the Trump organization, the Trump family, Matt Gaetz is in a lot more trouble now.
Yeah.
Like it's slowly happening. It's trickling. And I really do feel like there's little drops of water coming through the dam. And then this thing's just going to break.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know what was killing me? I was thinking someone was talking about Tish James and the, that's just a civil thing. Mm-hmm. Well, so was Trump University and the Trump charity, both of which were proven to be frauds, which they had to admit they were frauds. You know, and I mean, I just, the fact that, you know, your friend married Trump and, the Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times series, like this has been the story. This has been for his entire life. He's been a fraud. Everything he's done is based on fraud, right?
And what's
tax fraud, insurance fraud.
And that's beautiful. Is Tish James cannot be bought off like Pam Bondi, and she's going to keep going forward, and she's going to get her job done.
Right. But just this latest one. Donald Trump has about $93 million in the bank as of 2020, according to Forbes. It's a far cry from the $793 million he claimed to have on hand in a 2015 Forbes interview. The New York Attorney General just released these trove of documents. That's how we're finding this out about Trump's finances. I just love this part of the story. Forbes said, here's your cash number here, a market value, 793. Forbes reported Trump saying he is said to have held up a blank piece of paper with 793 written in Sharpie as his only evidence. Oh, my God. Another Sharpie gate. But this is like he's always been a liar. Always. And wasn't the whole Apprentice based on that he was a billionaire? He's never been a billionaire. Just an extraordinarily failed businessman. Right? I mean, it's. Yes.
Either
thoughts.
That or all of the money he's given to his children to divest into other accounts will somehow be funneled back into his after he has to pay taxes. So either way, he's grifting.
Yeah.
We just don't know how.
Yeah. But I'm like, oh, my God, it's the Sharpie again. It's just that's like, you know, and this is what this whole fraud thing is based on, is they would just say a number. Like, you know, what was the latest thing that the apartment they sold to Ivanka for $8 million, they claimed it was worth $35 million or something. I mean, it's. He said it out loud. Remember in the debates with Hillary about not paying his taxes? Makes me smart. I mean, okay. Just the fact that he's always done it all out in the open is I think, what makes it even more galling. I heard somebody asked AG the other day, is he an FBI informant? Is there a reason he's never been arrested? You know, and AG was saying, yes, I've heard that too. But he would not be under anymore. So he would then now be open to prosecution. I mean, I don't know. But karma has got to come for this mother.
We're all starting to see what this guy's doing. We're all starting to sound like tinfoil hat wearers.
I know.
Like, maybe he's an FBI informant. I'm like, maybe he's just a moron. Maybe he's a bad businessman. He's a con. He's always been this. And maybe he sometimes really is too dumb to crime. Or he's got people around him that are saving his ass. But either way,
yeah.
I mean, we are sounding crazy right now.
I know. Okay, I don't mind. 46, that's okay. He can't keep getting away with this, Chris. My point is that he can't keep getting away, right, Travis? He can't keep getting away with this.
You sound like that woman in the
He past can't keep getting away with this! He can't keep getting away with it!